Thank you. Senator Cardinal, would you like to make a statement first?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank you for posting the bill, and thank you for the courtesy in holding it at a last meeting and posting it again for this one. The objective of the bill is to create a level playing field. Those who control the prices of the fuel, it seems to me, should be selling that fuel to all similarly branded dealers at the same price. It creates a tough situation for consumers to understand when you can go into, and I'm using Bergen County as an example, Bergenfield and Teaneck, and consistently find that the pump price is 10 or 15 cents lower than in the neighboring towns. And how does that come about? Are those individual dealers providing a charitable business where they are giving away fuel at less than it costs them? Well, that's not the case. The case is that they are selling that, they are buying that fuel at a greatly reduced price. But if you are a dealer or a consumer, one town away in Dumont, which does not have that kind of zone pricing, you pay substantially more. And so that's an evil, I think, from a consumer perspective. It's an evil from a business perspective. And so the goal of this bill is to get rid of that evil. Now, I've been holding meetings the last several days, and there is a possibility that there are some unintended consequences due to some of the wording of the bill. And rather than hold the bill again, I thought it would be good to have the testimony in a public forum so that we can sort out the wheat from the chaff in terms of what I'm being told. And so I would look forward to having the testimony of those who have signed up to testify and bring it out in public and give them a chance to explain their positions and what perhaps we could do to make the bill better if indeed we decide that we need to do anything to make the bill better. I'm fully supportive of the amendments in the Assembly, which I think make it a better bill than it was when it was originally introduced. The there is another amendment on the desk which I am not committed to, but which I believe the testimony will give us some inclination as to whether we should amend the bill with that additional amendment or not. And so I beg your indulgence to hear the testimony.
Thank you very much, Senator. Testimony?
Vincent De Laurentiis, Luke Oil North America, and Hal Bozarth and Joe McKinn, Sunoco.
Madam Chair, thank you very much
afternoon,
for the opportunity. It's nice to see you.
Like to go first?
I'm going to be quick, and then I'm going to let Joe McGinn from Sunoco talk, and then our colleague from Lukoil.
Okay.
With your indulgence, Madam Chair, I wanted to thank Senator Cardinale specifically for having the bill held last week and affording us the opportunity to meet with him. That was a great help to us to understand from where he's coming. This is an extraordinarily difficult issue dealing with zone pricing, something that few of us deal with. It has major implications. The research shows that it will raise prices if we do away with zone pricing. But in order to get to that as a public policy issue, I think the committee would benefit from hearing a description of what zone pricing is, why companies use it, what the impact of those dealers is, and why it's a positive thing from a marketplace standpoint. So Joe McGinn from Sunoco is here to try to help everybody understand.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the introduction. My microphone is... There we go. Is that better? All right. Thanks, everybody. I represent 1,500 Sunoco employees in New Jersey. We have a total of about 250 sites in the state of New Jersey. In the Mid-Atlantic region, we have approximately 5,000 employees. I think a lot of folks are familiar with the Sunoco brand. Hopefully, maybe some of you up there use it as well on the Turnpike or Parkway or in residences. What I'm here to talk about today is why we believe this is a bad bill and should be opposed. The analogy I'll give you is that essentially from studies, which I'll cite and I encourage you all to look at, what this bill would do is, in fact, increase prices. When they looked at it in Connecticut and other states, that's what happened. It increases prices across the board. So, in effect, it's almost a gas tax without the benefit of the state getting the revenue from it. So let me walk you through what exactly is zone pricing.
And through the chair of MA, can you ask, that's a statement, can you add a why at some point during your testimony? Or
Yes, I will.
Just to make sure we didn't
absolutely. Just from your Yeah, so if I take a step back, I'll explain what zone pricing is and then cite the studies and highlight why we have the position that we do. Zone pricing, essentially, not just in New Jersey, but across our brand marketing, which is east of the Mississippi, we work with dealers. So what this impacts is dealer pricing, and it's Lukoil or anyone else, if we all talk together, that would be collusion. So it's really just a Sunoco-specific thing. And we have a number of zones in the state, dozens, in fact, just in the state of New Jersey. They're separated by geographic boundaries, things like that. And what we do is we have a price that we give to dealers, which, by the way, is only a portion of all of our sites, about half in the state of New Jersey. With the dealers, we are able to use something called dealer tank wagon, which is in the bill, or DTW is kind of the industry term. And we're able to be competitive. For example, not every station is owned or operated by a dealer. Costco, Wawa, companies that, you know, have nothing to do in terms of a brand with oil operate stations. And Sunoco, by the way, does not refine oil, does not produce oil. So there's a lot of cost into that. That we're not responsible for. So what we do is, when these big box retailers, is almost the version of Walmart, well, Walmart in fact operates gas stations, come in. They can come into an area and be competitive in price, and they can drop price at cost, because their goal in pricing isn't necessarily to make money on gasoline, it's to drive people into convenience stores. So when they do that, we're able to specifically target, it's almost surgery rather, with a scalpel rather than an axe, and work with our dealers to adjust price in those areas. Benefits as well for the type of way that we price in dealer tank wagon, which zone pricing is a part of. You can look back not too far ago to Hurricane Sandy. In Hurricane Sandy, because of the relationship we have with dealers, many of our dealers, in fact, support the way we price and our relationship with them, and do so because there's choice in the marketplace. Sunoco is not the only gas station. When you look across the quarter, it's pure competition. Someone else, if we price it $3.38, there's a person potentially across the street or two blocks away that can say, I'll price it $3.30. And what drives consumers, for the most part, we like to think our brand is important, and we believe it is, but price and location will continue to drive consumers, and consumers will always have the opportunity to go to whatever location they choose to based on brand, price, location, or whatever their whim may choose. And finally, back to those studies that I mentioned and why I said prices will increase. In 2007, the state of Connecticut looked at introducing zone pricing. And there was a study by Quinnipiac University, nonpartisan, wasn't done by, you know, API or a specific industry-tied, or Sunoco, an industry-tied organization. And they found that, in fact, the prices in Connecticut, and 80% of the markets would go up. Their study expected that it would not go down in any of the markets. The Federal Trade Commission has a report from 2004 which pretty much has the similar findings. So in 2007, looking at the Federal Trade Commission report as well as the Quinnipiac study report, the state of Connecticut and the legislature there chose to not support a ban in zone pricing, to in effect vote it down. And that's what we would encourage the Senate in New Jersey to do as well. to look at the information we provide, and happy to address or answer any questions.